It is Friday, February 7th, 2014. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
My name is Antoinette Grajeda.
With us, Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
You know what we have to talk about today, right? And tomorrow and the next day and the day after that.
Snow.
No.
The Olympics.
No. Valentine's Day.
Oh, of course.
Sure.
We have to help people plan ahead.
Yes.
Although we in the newsroom have wondered why the two Valentine's Day plays on stage in Northwest Arkansas are Death Trap, about a murder, and Les Mis, an uplifting little tale about the French Revolution.
Well, maybe just people wanted to try something different other than super mushy and then just went completely the other direction.
Huh. Anyway, we have some date night choices for this weekend.
Okay.
Because it's never too early. And then all next week we'll have Valentine's events.
Very good.
You'll need insulin by the time we're done. Okay, Death Trap.
Yes.
It's a movie I love. It's a play I love. It was written by Ira Levin, who wrote The Stepford Wives and Rosemary's Baby and A Kiss Before Dying. So it's this great, scary, funny, twisted, surprising play. Foundering playwright, his nervous wife, an up-and-coming protege, and their wacky neighbor, a psychic named Helga Tindorp.
And a few twists and turns.
Oh, yeah. And I should issue the disclaimer in the break leg that my roommate Allie Carter is playing Myra, and my old friend Margaret Rutherford is playing Helga, a role that I coveted. So break a leg, Margaret, and somebody call me. Anyway, Death Trap is at 7:30 today and tomorrow and 3 on Sunday at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale. And again, next Friday and Saturday. And tickets are $20 for non-member adults. But also this weekend, I Love Lucy live on stage.
Very excited.
Are you going?
We're taking
you. Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. It's being part of the studio audience at a taping of 2 episodes of The Lucy Show. With all the advertising and the sound effects, and it ought to be great fun. 8 o'clock tonight, 2 and 8 tomorrow, and 2 on Sunday at the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville, and tickets start at $29.
Right.
Music recommendations came from Kevin Kinder, our music writer, which means I'm going to read them because I don't know.
All right.
The Rend Collective Experiment from Northern Ireland. They are going to be at John Brown University tomorrow night.
Sounds like fun.
The group's toured with contemporary Christian draws such as Chris Tomlin, and they're touring in support of a new live album called Campfire. They'll be at the Cathedral of the Ozarks, and tickets for the 7 o'clock event, that's tomorrow night, are $15 to $18 through itickets.com. And here is the first of your daily Valentine's Day installments.
Okay.
Saturday, Victorian Poetry Valentine Tea. At 2 o'clock at the Clayton House Museum in Fort Smith. Mm-hmm. That's $25. Reservations at 783-3000.
It sounds so fancy.
Doesn't it?
It does.
They're going to have...
Refined?
Yeah.
Very refined. Such a fancy word.
A Valentine Make and Take Craft Hour is at 2 at the Springdale Public Library tomorrow.
All right.
There are 2 daddy-daughter dances in Siloam Springs. I think this sounds like so much fun. The first one is at 3 o'clock for grades 4 and younger, and the second one is at 6:30 for grades 5 and over. And you can find out more about both at 524-5779. And on Sunday, it's Family Sunday iHeart Art at Crystal Bridges from noon to 5 p.m.
Not bad.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Buy flowers.